Okay. All right. Well, first, give me an update. How are things rolling?
If you could come a little closer to this. Yep. Would you just mind turning your
left towards
that? Perfect. Yep.
Yeah, but I'm still looking at you, right? Cool.
So how things been going? We haven't touched base since December. We're a couple months in. How's it feel?
The campaign trail has been wonderful, but there are a lot of scary things happening right now. So it's been good to have conversations with folks, but also really difficult to hear some of the stories and the fears.
So as you're going along, it's interesting you're at this kind of event, because how much of what your campaign is kind of dovetails with a lot of the things happening around the world?
Yes, we know that community keeps community safe, and to see neighbors taking care of neighbors, organizing happening neighbor by neighbor, block by block. We are an organizing and community-powered campaign. So events like this, community actions with support for mutual aid efforts, this is what I hope more politicians will start doing.
It doesn't seem the like focus-driven type, paid analysis type, but that's not what they're going to be telling you to do, right?
No, I'm not great with talking points. I would really like to be more on the ground, learning from people who are taking care of their communities, discussing strategies, and figuring out how best to use the platform that we've grown with the campaign to help folks with their mutual aid actions.
So in the stark reality of the campaign, does that mean you might fly under the radar of some people in like the speaking talking class, the talking head class?
Maybe, but for me, seeing how so many people have been great ambassadors for our campaign, whether they are bringing their parents to our events, or yesterday we had a high schooler from Clear Lake join us in River Falls to talk about how he's trying to talk to his parents. I mean, I think being a grassroots campaign means that I'm on the ground with the people. And if that means I'm flying under the radar of some of the Dem establishment, okay. But I think they're also starting to realize that our campaign is growing.
So talk to me a little bit about the goal of this event here.
We are raising funds for Driftless Mutual Aid. We're collecting non-perishables, toiletries, diapers, baby formula to make sure they get out to local pantries or to organizers who are bringing supplies directly to folks who may be struggling or scared to leave their homes right now.
And one of the other things that I'm wondering about is the Supreme Court race that's going on right now. Is there a crossover? Like, do people talk to you about Chris Taylor, about the race coming up, or is that something you bring up, or how does that happen?
Honestly, I think what's going on in Minnesota, what might be going on with AI data centers, some of the big things that are impacting community are more top of mind. We are starting to see canvassers going out for Chris Taylor, which is great, but especially here in the western part of the state, as I've talked to folks, it's what's happening in our neighbor state that a lot more people are concerned about.
When you talk about canvassers, it's interesting, because one of the questions I have about is whether the Supreme Court race will be kind of a test ground for get out the vote, or you can do two things at once.
And sure.
When you're going out, like, hey, my name's I'm running for governor. First, we have this. Like, do those kind of naturally work together?
Oh, absolutely. That it's so important to get Chris Taylor elected and to start thinking about competitive state legislative races. I always remind folks that the action item has to be, look at some of these districts that are going to be competitive. If you got friends, families, foes, or even exes who are in those areas, get them out to pay attention to the down ballot races.
It's never too early to start thinking about that.
Not at all. We're going to have some great candidates come out to help us win back the trifecta.
Well, and that would be key to getting what you want to have passed, because that's not going to happen with Robin Voss running the assembly.
A trifecta will certainly help us move our agenda forward and make sure that we are building permanent affordability for all Wisconsinites. But regardless of what happens in the end of November here, we're ready to work for working class people. Whoever's willing to work with us is welcome.
And as far as Showman dropping out of the race and Tiffany being the lone Republican left, does that change anything, or is that kind of just clarifies whatever most people thought?
it doesn't change the fact that we're going to rally and unite around the candidate who is the nominee. And we look forward to defeating Tom Tiffany in November.
Anything else you want to add?
I encourage everyone to take action in your local community, that when things feel very overwhelming at the federal level, that we reinvest in what we can do to help our neighbors and take care of them.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So we keep the mic on you for just a little.
Yeah.
It's all packed up.
We're going to put some of the loose bags into the boxes. Oh, there have been multiple first aid kits.
Yeah, there's been a lot.
That's awesome.
I'm going to do a paper bag because that one is...
This one is... I'm going to... And wait. Yeah, we... Because then we can put some of the loose bags into the boxes so that it's easier to take. Yeah. If we do... Oh, this one's a little beer. Can we do, this one's very heavy. Oh, that's a great one. Yeah.
I think that's great. I think we're good.
Cool. Emily, what do you have going on today? I have to talk to Larry.
Yeah.
About, I think he, I didn't talk to him soon enough.
I know. Now Larry does that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. He'll, I'm, yeah. Well, yeah.
Is he, I.
You should talk to him.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He will.
This. This might have a bottom.
Oh, it's got detergent in it. That's
yep.
Is that one?
Yep. She's not going to last.
It's a lot of like paper goods and stuff.
Okay.
So not super heavy.
Okay. Because I think folks left these, which is great. Are those?
Those, let's put it with that stuff, because that and my parents can load that much.
Perfect. Yeah. Do we have any extra? Do we want to put those plastic, but I don't know if they're going to be used.
Yeah, I mean, these look like good reasonable ones.
Perfect.
Like, I'll put it with the
yeah. And this one is set aside.
Yes, here we are.
This one back
that,
here.
That one is for future events like this, just stuff to have on hand.
Yeah.
The first aid kits, yeah.
Dual.
Yeah, if you want that or not, if that, but, I mean, he won't, he would do that, I'm sure. He's done that before.
Okay. I'll check in.
Do you have his info?
No, can you send it to me?
Yeah.
Or even, start a group chat.
Oh, yeah.
He shits on billionaire union buster.
Yeah.
Hong plus 5 points.
I'm Nick. I'm Emily. Oh,
hey, I'm sorry.
Did you want to mic up or are you writing?
What's
that? Did you want to mic up? No?
Well, he's just getting video now, so
okay.
We'll keep the tethered on you for
oh. I forget. Yeah. You just reminded me I've got a hot mic, so.
Okay.
They, what to? Okay. Cool. I'm gonna, hello. Is there somebody I was supposed to talk to?
I'm a sophomore this year, so it's my second year. So it's, I like it here. It's
yeah.
Pretty good. It's like definite, I'm from a small town. So
what
it's like
town?
Ryo. It's like right by Madison, kind of. It's like 1,000 people.
It's pronounced Rio?
Did you think it was Rio? Let me go meet her. I have to.
So are you Korean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I told my mom about it. We were talking. She's the Korean one. And then I was just like, oh my God, this is so cool, Mom. Look at this.
Well, as a mama of a biracial Korean kid, mm-hmm. I have to say that, you know, y'all are the cutest. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Keaton.
Very nice to meet you. Sophomore as well?
Yeah.
On campus?
But I go to Western Tech, so mm-hmm. It's my last year in lacrosse.
It's like the associate's program instead of the bachelor's, so it's like the tech school right by UW.
How can I? Oh, I'm serious. Like,
bang.
I would love to go to bingo.
Okay.
Well, hang on.
How would I get in contact with you for that, though?
Either through This Is Renee, my amazing campaign manager, or you can send me a message on Instagram.
Okay.
The bar restaurant we went to around the corner.
Which one?
I know. We got bars at least every couple of blocks. No, same with Madison. We're the college mm-hmm. town as well.
Yeah. I was just down there last week, but there's measles. Like, there's that one measles.
No, it's fine.
What's the question? No, now I gotta know.
No, it's fine.
Oh, now you're embarrassed.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to just ask you about marijuana. Like, I feel like that.
Oh, no, we have a weed for speed policy.
Oh, really? Well,
actually, I'm like, well, if you actually look at it, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot more folks. Like, I was very pleasantly surprised when I was in smaller, I was actually in Oshkosh and Whitewater where there were older folks who asked me about what is my policy on, like, what's my about criminal legal reform. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they know about these numbers mm-hmm. and how harmful it is for the entire state if we have more folks who are incarcerated. Having to go through.
I'm like very like scared for like herself because she has like the accent and everything, and then for her mom who came here from the Dominican Republic, like legally obviously she's legal, but that doesn't seem to be like really mattering.
No, I mean at this point, you know, for a while I thought La Crosse and Eau Claire, and that's why events like this are really important. There's a network of folks who are building community care.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for, like, people, like, I don't know, moving forward or what more we can do to
keep each other safe?
It? Yeah, keep each other safe.
Well, definitely keep to be very vocal, to call out on your federal legislators, so that for this area is Derek Van Orden. He's mm-hmm. kind of, and let folks know about investing in mutual aid and that, you know, volunteering and donating to pantries or even having gatherings, right, where folks can talk about Know Your Rights training. There's a lot of resources being built across the state, but we have to stay really vigilant.
Something that you could do if you wanted to talk more about that is there's an organization on campus.
Mm-hmm. Their website has a lot, like everything from like toolkits with graphics to slide decks that you can share. I mean, you can have a gathering and go through a PowerPoint mm-hmm. presentation and look really fancy.
Yeah. So. Awesome.
Yeah, well, it was so nice to meet you both.
You too.
Do let me know about bingo.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Final question.
Yes, yes, yes.
Who's winning the Super Bowl?
Ugh. I guess the Seahawks. I don't know.
It's a good choice.
I don't like either of them, so either. I'm just like, I'm here for Bad Bunny's halftime show.
That's what I'm saying. Are you going over? We're having like, you know, you already know Rihanna's getting down to Bad
Bunny.
Yeah,
I don't know where I'll be, but I'll be at Super Bowl party.
Yep. Okay.
I mean, yeah. I hope that, you know, I'm anticipating some pretty epic messages that are going to come out, and
he's got a tough act to follow after Kendrick's, but I think he'll manage.
Well, this should be the most streamed Super Bowl of all time.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Even all the old racist white people are going to watch it.
Well, like, might turn it off at halftime.
Oh my God, look at this guy. Oh my God, he's wearing a dress.
He doesn't speak English.
Yeah. Where's the English words?
Well, that's where I think it'll actually be more epic, is that mm-hmm. he'll sing in Spanish.
Yeah, that's
should
what we
reach a bigger audience this year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's, you know, a worldwide phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. We keep calling the Bad Bunny
concert. Yeah, it is. It is the Bad Bunny concert.
When they have, who do they have now, too?
Listen to Nirvana and Green Day.
You probably were then. You must have been like the shit.
It was mostly like being sad in my friend's basement.
or playing
GoldenEye, like, I don't know how.
Gonna,
yeah, Joella was trying to, she missed Brennan and, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Give those out. We've got even more red cards. Bring that to the Valentine's Day party.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Red cards. And then there's, like, when you come here, Beth stocks up on so many amazing, like, just actions that are happening and resources. They're going to have a red hat knitting party.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think that's not this Saturday,
Sadie's
but...
To what?
Sadie's been knitting.
Oh, really?
They're doing a red
knit. Oh, yeah.
The 21st, I think. Where's Nick? But, yeah, that's going to be cool. That's here, too. And then... 24th? Yeah. Okay.
Where are the whistles at?
Oh, yes. Let's find the whistles.
Yeah.
Renee, did you know, do you know where the whistles are? Were there more somewhere? Whistles?
Stitch and bitch.
The stitch and bitch? Oh, the red.
I was like, yes.
What the fuck are you doing?
Stitch and bitch.
21st, right?
Yes. So, every third Sunday of the month, Root Note hosts Stitch and Bitch. It is for fiber artists of all sorts, any crafting that you want to do at all, really. But if you are interested in learning how to knit or crochet or do needlework, like, there are people that will teach you there, and there are multiple folks who are working on making the ice out red hats and making extras for folks. So I know that's a little ways out.
That's the 22nd then. I think that's the third
you're
Sunday.
Right. Sorry. Okay. 22nd.
That is not a little ways out. Like,
that's coming up pretty quick here.
Yeah, we're talking about 2 weeks.
But if you want a hat like tomorrow, that's
okay, yeah.
You know, a bit of a wait.
Yeah.
But Abby is working on pins on little versions of the hats. So I think she's gonna drop some off at Root Note. So I would check for those like late next week. You can get a pin and then you can learn how to make your own hat. So yes.
Bring some friends.
Yes.
DM me about the bingo party.
All right. Mm-hmm.
This is how we're gonna get the students from the tech school.
Yeah.
We're gonna infiltrate their bingo party.
Hell yeah. Love that.
She's gonna sneak in. You gotta let her inside.
And then the next one I'll bring the Emily Berge's running for Congress, and I'm just gonna keep bringing in candidates.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Do either of you do any fiber arts right now?
Any what?
Like knit or crochet or anything like that right now?
I did back in middle school. I could crochet a good chain.
Hell yeah. Love that. So
My roommate does both.
Okay.
My sister's like a master. She does like blankets and...
Bring them both.
Like everything.
Bring them both.
Okay.
Cool. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'll double checking it, but folks have brought extra supplies, both yarn and needles and stuff, for beginners. So,
That's because there will be a lot that folks.
You can just say it.
I learned today that it is Ryo, Wisconsin, not Rio, Wisconsin. The town, it's in Dane County, right?
Put that on the news. It's Ryo.
Ryo, Wisconsin. Ryo. I just learned that today.
Breaking
headline news.
The new weather guy is always challenged on Ryo, Waupun, Oconomowoc.
Oconomowoc, yeah. I mean, it's spelled how
it's spelled.
The one that you can't mess up, too. Like, the other one that's tricky is Shawano.
Yes.
Because it reads, Shawano is how it's spelled.
There are more, I feel like there are more in Michigan that have, like,
very, they are not pronounced how they are spelled, like, at all.
And the Midwest is just weird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the other one is Shawamigan.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite. Up north, it's very pretty up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Mackinac Bridge, like, why is that how that is pronounced? Like, should not be at all.
Mm-hmm. No.
This is what Abby is working on for me right now.
Oh.
It's two. But like, it looks even better like in person, but
you should have that be like a background. Look how pretty that is.
Right?
Screenshot. Yeah. Where's... Did you say Waukesha?
Waukesha.
Nah. That's how that's how GPS says it.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
My name is
En route
weird,
to Waukesha.
So it,
what does your Siri say? Or?
Yeah, my Siri says Mayaya. So I'm just like, it's nice.
That's not even close.
It's not.
My sister's name is Lena, L-A-Y-N-A, and it goes Laina.
Laina?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
My sister's name is Aaliyah, but it's A-L-E-I-G-H, so it's just Ale.
Oh.
It's fire.
I'm still thinking about Waukesha.
Waukesha.
Like. I think you should go around in Waukesha and say Waukesha.
We should try to gaslight people into like thinking it's actually Waukesha.
People that don't know the name,
yeah.
It's pronounced Waukesha.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Waukesha.
Yeah. I think that would be funny.
Because then you have both the town and you can say Waukesha County and get folks to say that.
Yeah. And then hop over to Pewaukee and do village, city, and township of Pewaukee or something like that.
Pawauki into a steam bun.
My mom freezes little bags of gobi for me so that I can just cook it up in my house when it's just ready to go for me.
Ask her to freeze kalbi too.
Okay, I will do that.
That too is like you can actually put the marinated and freeze it.
Bad.
Yeah.
See, we're learning all sorts of stuff here. I told you this would be worth our while.
Yeah.
Very, very happy you came.
Thank you for coming out.
Thank you and for staying engaged and like.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I'll let you know the next time I'm at UWL.
Cool.
We're gonna try to get folks out from Black Student Union too.
Yeah.
And it'll just be like a Q&A. Y'all can grill me on all things. How are you getting back to campus?
I'm driving.
Okay, cool.
Thank goodness.
All right. If it was like nighttime, I'd be like, you have to text me when you get home.
No, it should be okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I could handle myself. I don't know about him, but.
Yeah, she got it all covered.
I can go down. It's all good.
Do you have a license?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he can't drive.
Oh, no, I don't. No.
I've driven with him. It's really scary.
As somebody who, as somebody who knows that if I'm not on the roads, everybody is safer.
Well, at least she admits it. I would never admit to that.
No. I think what's worse is when I'll tell people, like, it's a stereotype.
You're right, Maya. Okay, you got me.
No. DM for bingo. Right. Let us know if there's anything more we can do. And then Hannah and Brennan with College Dems will keep updating.
Cool.
But we'll have it up on our... Try to keep it updated, the events.
Awesome.
Yeah,
sounds
try
good.
To give everyone more lead time.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a good rest of your weekend.
Yes,
Try to get a book while
I'm done. Yeah.
What is this?
Blind date.
That's so sad.
There's like a description.
And then you won't know until.
Yes.
So. That's pretty separate, but that's just like.
Mm-hmm.